Welcome to a new year on Nevada Newsmakers. Today we have Frank Partlow, who is the Executive Director of the Financial and Intangible Asset Enterprises of Nevada. We're going to be talking about economic development and then the Iowa caucuses on our Power Pundit panel. Next on Nevada Newsmakers 2012.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to autoassure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Frank Partlow, who is the executive director of a new organization in Nevada, the Financial and Intangible Asset Enterprises of Nevada. Okay, that is a mouthful. So, and intangibles, you know, people understand finance and assets, but intangibles is something that maybe something that people really don't have a grasp of. Can you explain what your organization is?
Well, the easiest way to explain intangibles is that they are enterprises which can do their work, make their money from literally any physical location on the planet, which means that if you're interested in economic development, and Nevada is, that there are about 900,000 of these enterprises in the United States. We currently have 10,000 of them in Nevada. So one of the things you could think about for economic development would be to get some of those 900,000 to join the 10,000 that are already here. So that's really what one of our major interests is.
So what is it about Nevada that would attract a company, one of these intangible companies, from wanting to, or what would make them want to come here?
Well, we think we know, and we certainly think it has something to do with tax advantages of doing business here. But more than that, there are lifestyle matters. And to be honest with you, it doesn't make any difference what I think would attract them to come here. The issue is what they think would get them to attract them to come here. And that's one of the reasons that we, in order to further this economic development opportunity the state has, have formed this association to gather those kinds of businesses. Remember, I told you there are 10,000 of them here now, to gather some of those businesses together in an association so we can pick their brains and work with them to attract more of such businesses to come here.
Now, we've been successful, as you said, having 10,000 businesses. We've been successful in getting some of those to come here because of our tax advantages, because we don't have a corporate income tax or a Texas margins tax. And some of these are companies that people will recognize. Microsoft, we have the investment arm for Apple. I think it's called Braeburn, which is a type of Apple. So why do companies like those want to come to Nevada?
Well, there many of these kinds of companies, the two you specifically mentioned, and Harley-Davidson Financial, which a lot of people don't think about, companies like that, they are tangible companies. Obviously, Harley-Davidson makes motorcycles, but they don't have to have their financial operations located in the same place that they build the motorcycles. And so what we see with the larger groups, the larger enterprises, is they are relocating elements of their business to places that are more business friendly. But you have to remember that these 900,000 businesses, most of them are 2 to 4 employees. And the thing that's fascinating about them is that their average salary here in Nevada is $88,000 a year, which is twice as much as the state average. And their average across the United States is $93,000 a year. The multiplier effects of having those kinds of income streams in this economy are measurable and profound.
Now, what is the benefit to, say, getting an intangible, a company's finance operations here, as opposed to their manufacturing? Let's talk about Harley-Davidson. You know, manufacturing, you know, hey, we'd love people to build motorcycles here in Nevada. But why go after the finance side as opposed to the manufacturing side?
Well, I think the obvious reason is to move a couple of hundred people or 100 people, whatever the size of those groups are, for that matter, 2 to 4 to 6 to 8 people here, is analogous to baseball. It's the game of baseball played with singles and doubles. Yeah, if you want to hit home runs, that's fine. But if you don't hit any, you'll end up with nothing. And what we're hoping to be able to show as the new economic development efforts of Nevada get rolling here throughout the rest of this year, and by the 1st of July when the new law on that matter kicks in, that in fact we can move this needle on this particular types of businesses. And yeah, it's not spectacular, it's not grandiose, but it will move the employment picture in Nevada because of the multiplier effects that occur when you have that kind of income stream in the state.
You know, I love your idea, your concept of Moneyball for economic development. And we do have a new economic development chief, Steve Hill, has been appointed by the governor, and he's been going out and asking businesses, what is it about our regulations? What is it about our laws that keeps you from expanding or coming to Nevada? In your conversations with these companies that are here, what is it that keeps them here, or what is it that has attracted them here, and is there anything we can do to make ourselves more attractive
to
them?
We've touched on that already, and clearly tax and tax-related issues are important. But the lifestyle, you don't want to denigrate the lifestyle advantages. And when I talk about lifestyle, I'm not just talking about weather. I'm talking about traffic. I'm talking about outsized amenities that both of our major Nevada communities have because of the other major industry in this state, or the major industry in this state. But the thing you have to keep in mind, and I've been doing this for 18 months now, and it's still doesn't always dawn on me. If a company can conduct its business from any place, physical place on the face of the planet, and can move here, if it doesn't like what it's seeing here, guess what it's going to do? It's going to leave. And that's not economic development. That's what we've had going on here in the last number of years, and we have to reverse that. So we have to be very, very careful about what kind of new regulations, what kind of new laws we pass in this state with regard to this particular very successful group of enterprises, which most people didn't even know about.
All right, Frank, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about a threat to some of these industries that is out there on the horizon. Next on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Frank Partlow. He is the executive director of the Financial Intangible Assets Enterprises of Nevada.
Good for you.
All right. Thank you. I was trying hard on that. Yeah. Last week on Nevada Newsmakers Pundit Panel, we were talking about an initiative petition that is being proposed by the teachers union, labor, the gamers, maybe the mining industry, that would implement a Texas-style margins tax in Nevada. And there was talk about businesses, you know, they're not coming here now. Tax structure really isn't an important thing that attracts businesses here. But if we passed a Texas margins tax, do you think that we would still be able to attract the Microsofts, the Apples, the Harley-Davidson finance companies to come to our state?
Well, it's impossible to speculate. But when people start on a specific enterprise, because then you have to know what part of Nevada's regulatory system and tax structure is of most interest to them. The so-called captive banks like Nevada's banking regulations as opposed. So there's a lot of, but what you have to be careful of is when people start talking about changing the tax structure, they're really talking about raising your tax. And all of the economic information we have about the state of Nevada is that if you raise taxes, it will cost the state jobs. The Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan or bipartisan national association, said the state of Nevada, last time this margin tax thing came up, would go from third or fourth in the country in terms of tax-friendly environment to 37th in the nation. So, and I go back to what I said before, people need to understand this. There are 10,000 companies here that can do their business from any physical location. And if they don't like this tax, they're leaving.
What is it about the margins tax? And I know you've written a few months ago, you wrote an opinion editorial about the Texas margins tax. What is it about the margins tax that is a dampener on business expansion?
Well, I think first of all, in Texas, and with Rick Perry running for president, you would think more attention would have been paid to this. But Texas has had the margins tax for some period of time. I think Washington State has a version of it. It's really a gross receipts tax, but it has some aspects to it. But the point is, in Texas, everyone down there is now trying to get it fixed. So if it's so good, you know, why do we want to bring it here? The second thing is that it costs a tremendous amount of time and effort and money to administer, and it's going to take a very, very long time to get that administration.
You know, Frank, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's something that people really don't think about when we talk about tax policy. It's not just how many dollars you collect. It's how much money does it take out of that dollar to collect it. Why is a margins tax more expensive than sales tax or property tax or the modified business tax?
I honestly don't know, except that there are a lot of moving parts to it. I mean, there are different ways. It's calculated in different ways based on how the income of your particular enterprise is generated. But again, you cannot collect taxes from people unless you do it fairly. You cannot do it fairly unless you have an administrative apparatus that can operate. And those things cost people.
So this would mean, and I know when we looked at the gross receipts tax in 2003, we were looking at establishing a Nevada IRS, which would have 71
yes.
additional auditors, and that was probably on the low end.
And the costs in people, I was executive director of the Sage Commission for 2 years, and the thing that you come away with from that is the costs in government are personnel costs, not just what you pay the person in terms of salary, but what their overall life cycle benefits are. And I'm talking about their health care costs and their ultimate retirement costs. So now you're talking about adding some finite large number of people to the governmental apparatus of the state of Nevada. And you think that's going to save you or make you a lot of money. But you got to look at, just as you just said, you got to look at the cost of acquiring this money versus the amount of money that you're actually going to get.
You know, we talk about business expansion and how taxes can be a dampener to that. Compliance costs with something like a Texas margins tax compared to what you're doing now, where you have a modified business tax, and that's the only tax return that I can fill out for my office because I can do it on one sheet of paper. It's an easy calculation.
Right.
Is complexity of complying with the law, does that damage our ability to attract new business here?
Well, I'm not actually in that kind of, in a small business here. But everyone I talk to who is will tell you that they have to save money. And the other thing is not unpredictability. I read a piece this morning about healthcare costs. Businesses are saving money and squirreling it away and not spending it on new employees because they don't know where things are going. And so they have to protect themselves. Okay, so now you have this thing, a bunch of guys out with clipboards and promises, so what are they doing to small business in the state? Small business says, I'm not hiring anybody until I find out what my taxes are going to be.
Sure, it's that stability that does
predictability.
Help people invest. Hey, Frank Partlow, thank you very much. We're going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel on the Iowa caucuses on Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What? I'm going to be late. I can't be late.
Grandma, you got to help me out. My window's broken.
I'll be right there. No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
We guarantee the lowest prices in town, only at Glassboro.
Attention homeowners. This is a special announcement. President Barack Obama's new foreclosure relief program calls for companies to help as many as 4 million struggling borrowers by modifying loans so housing payments are not more than 31% of their monthly gross income. This program will also help homeowners who haven't missed a payment by allowing them to refinance into lower cost loans, even if they have little or no equity. This is expected to help up to 5 million homeowners. This $75 billion loan modification plan will provide incentives to borrowers, servicers, and mortgage investors. The government will also subsidize interest rate reductions to get borrowers into affordable monthly payments. So call the number on your screen now for for more information on the many benefits available through loan modification.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
All right, we are back on our Power Pundit panel here, the first show of the new year. We have Dr. Fred Locken with TMCC, Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe County Democrats, Michael Hackett with Allris Consulting, and Marlene Lockhart. All right, tomorrow is going to be the Iowa caucus, tomorrow, January 3rd. We're actually taping this show on Thursday, December 30th, but we'll pretend it's tomorrow, January 3rd. And today it looks like Mitt Romney is ahead in the Iowa caucus. Now, let's think about what's going to happen on Tuesday. Do you think Mitt Romney actually does have a chance to win the caucus, which people, you know, have been saying for months he couldn't win Iowa?
He does have a chance. It proves that money and organization can pay off. It's a very screwy state with a handful of people really involved in this decision next Tuesday. And so anything can still happen. Santorum, as of today's news, is moving into third place. And Gingrich's campaign seems to be over there for sure. But Romney is the one that the Republican Party wants. And they just have to persuade the Republican faithful that he's the guy.
You know, caucuses have been developed to a fine art form in Iowa. We had, for the Democratic Party in 2008, had a former Iowa caucus organizer that helped us with our 2008 caucuses. But, you know, organization in a caucus, organization. And I think Romney understands that, and he's built the organization. Ron Paul has avid followers, and his organization just kind of seems to fall into place. I'm not sure how much organizing it is or how much it is just they love the guy. But, you know, Gingrich and some of those others, I think that lesson's lost on them. If you don't have an organization in a caucus meeting, you're in trouble.
I would pretty much agree with those comments as well, too. And frankly, I think if Romney does come away winning the Iowa caucus, I think that's gravy for him, because his focus right now, I think, and the priority, let me put it that way, the immediate priority for him is New Hampshire, which comes up a week later. And if he can go into New Hampshire having won Iowa, I think that puts him in a very good position.
Marlene, does it make it over? I mean, basically, if Mitt Romney does win those two states, is everything else just kind of, We'll just kind of see what happens in Florida, see what happens in South Carolina, but they're not as important as those two.
I think that the Republicans can only hope that it's over, because I don't think that party can continue this presidential circus primary that we've witnessed for how many months now. If they have any shot at beating President Obama, they need to get it together, pick their candidate, and start targeting where they need to target.
Now, Chris, you know, you say circus, but I mean, we saw this in 2008. You saw the Democrats. You saw President Barack Obama and Senator Hillary Clinton, well, I guess they were both senators at the time, go at it until June. Do you think that primaries and having them out there is bad for them, or do you think it makes them stronger candidates?
I think overall it's bad for them. I think that it worried the heck out of us that this battle was going on, because there were some serious divisions even at the state convention. There was almost some very serious things between the Obama supporters and Clinton supporters at the Nevada state convention. So I think it's overall a bad thing. You can overcome it. You can overcome it with a good candidate and lots of money. But I would love nothing more than to see this battle continue to the Republican convention and maybe see a resurgence again of Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry and on and on.
But, Paul, the difference between a Senator Clinton and a Senator Obama, they were both substantial candidates. What this primary has exposed is you've got one candidate that's written racist, homophobic newsletters. You've got another candidate
with all... Okay, but I mean, you do have substantial... presidential candidates. I mean, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, John Huntsman, Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House. I mean, Fred, these
Rick
are substantial
Perry,
candidates,
Rick Perry,
right?
Yesterday, Rick Perry didn't even know Canada wasn't part of the United States. I mean, that's my point. That's what's been exposed here and why the Republicans really need to wrap it up.
Okay, let's just talk about this for a second. We've had so many debates. I mean, it seems like there's been a debate every week. Has that been helpful to these guys?
I don't think it has. I think that this plan will be dumped for 2016 because it did become rather circus atmosphere. It was the candidate of the week. Someone made one misstatement and was eaten alive. We've had everyone rotate into the first position, which means support is extremely soft. It's damaging to the party, and the issue is the sooner you can coalesce around the candidate, the sooner you can start working on lining up the money that's desperately needed in the most expensive political race in the world combined. I mean, we spend more money on our political cycle every 4 years than the rest of the world combined. This is insane.
I think the debates have been helpful to the voters.
To the public, yeah. I agree.
I think it's been helpful to the voters.
Yes.
And it's and so it hasn't all turned on one stupid thing that that Governor Perry says in one debate. You have, you know, 10 or 12 debates, and that kind of, right, you know, fades out over time. And I agree that with Fred that it's not good for the candidates, not good for the party, but I think it's good for the voters.
Yeah, because I was going to say I agree with that too. I think it has been good for the voters, and it speaks to exactly what Marlene just said. It points to the lack of substance on some of the candidates that have been campaigning.
And breeds cynicism about the political process.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile,
this is the best we can do.
Nevada's been left out of this whole process. This time 4 years ago, we were in the thick of things, and we had every presidential candidate coming through the state.
Well, and that's where we have to leave it. Thank you very much. We will be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
With all the uncertainty around health care, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
Now, with all the turmoil in the world today, you will find comfort and strength in these all-time favorites. Christie's new number one Christmas special.
Love your love, help us to see.
Every song you've always wanted.
That Christmas is the man from Galilee.
They have never sounded so beautiful.
Silent night.
Her voice has captured the world.
Holy night. I believe in angels. I have a dream.
Call now for this new Christmas special. You get three beautiful gifts. Christmas classics, new songs of faith, I Believe in Angels. A total of 53 great songs on three CDs for only $14.99 plus shipping.
Call 800-505-4816.
Three beautiful gifts for someone you love.
If you miss any episodes of Nevada Newsmakers and would like to catch up, you can go to NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, we are going to be talking to Las Vegas Review-Journal columnist Glenn Cook. Thanks for watching and listening.